On my drive-in today, I saw a little bit of cold rain. What should we see? Expect Wednesday?
We're seeing in the process of the rain has turned over to freezing rain at most of the observation sites now. Marietta, PDK, Atlanta, and Fulton County. So right now, a big chunk of the metro area is experiencing freezing rain. It's most likely accumulating on elevated surfaces, which would include trees and power lines, bridges and overpasses, main roadways. It's hard to tell if they've been treated, probably not. If they're warm enough, probably not. But as time goes by, that could change quickly.
What about this afternoon throughout, the overnight? More of the
same? As we go through later in the day and into Wednesday night, the freezing rain is going to turn over to snow, and then we're going to have snow accumulations across the metro Atlanta, anywhere from 2 to 3 inches around the airport to 5 to 6 inches over across the northern part of Fulton County.
Some of the words that were being thrown out over the last day or so, catastrophic, historic, and so forth. Now that it's starting to fall, do those words seem to be appropriate for what we're going to see?
Well, we're looking at on the order of half inch, up to 0.8 inch of ice accumulation across the Atlanta metropolitan area as you walk your way out toward the I-20 corridor, out towards Augusta, an inch to an inch of a third. Those are huge amounts. Those kind of amounts are going to take down trees. We've been in contact with our U.S. Forest Service personnel from the Oconee National Forest, which is in that corridor of large ice accumulations. And he has told us that the pine trees will start snapping, or pine tree limbs will start snapping at about a quarter inch ice accumulation, and the tree themselves will start snapping as you approach a half an inch. So, of course, when trees go down, they like to go down on power lines, they like to go down on houses, cars, and if you're in the way, even people. So that is the kind of catastrophic nature that we're looking at a lot of these ice accumulations. If you start getting ice accumulations on the main roads, now you're talking accidents. And certainly, just like the sign says, bridges and overpasses, they freeze first.
When will this all be over?
Well, the winter storm warning and the ice storm warning, which literally cuts across the Atlanta metropolitan area. For the most part, city of Atlanta is in the winter storm warning, but you go just a little bit of south there, and we're calling it an ice storm warning because we want to emphasize the fact that there are some large freezing rain amounts in the forecast. It's a minor difference, except for, we're expecting a little bit more snow in the winter storm warning, and we're expecting more ice in the ice storm warning. And, those are minute differences from significant winter weather for the most part. But both those warnings go to midday Thursday. And a lot of that is because of the residual nature of what's left over as far as roads, tree damage, and that sort of thing. We don't want to end it too soon. But right now, Thursday temperatures across the Atlanta metro area aren't looking too bad, with highs in the lower 40s. The freezing rain side of the coin, that's going to melt all that because, the freezing rain that manages to accumulate on roads, bridges, and overpasses melts very easily when you get above 32. And then, of course, it's going to take much longer for the large snow amounts that could fall over North Georgia to melt away. And that's a little bit different story for up there.
All right. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.